It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning. This is Marilyn York. Welcome back, my little marine iguanas. I am back after a little hiatus, and I missed you guys. So I'm excited to be here today. We have a really exciting show. I'm pretty thrilled about it. Today's guest is a gentleman named John Adams, who is the owner and proprietor of a mail order bride website. His website is loveme.com, and we're going to talk all about mail order brides from various different countries. If you guys have questions or comments and want to share or discuss this with him, call in the show at 823-1920 anytime, or you guys can send me a message on Facebook. As always, I am on Facebook, and we'll happily respond or put it on the air. So, John, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Marilyn. Well, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. This is very exciting to me. I actually didn't know much about it despite my years as a divorce attorney. I know I have many a client probably who had a mail order bride, but to be honest, I don't ask and didn't really think about it. I actually recently had a client who had a Russian wife, and the reason it came up, legally speaking, is he had to sign some sort of affidavit of support to get her into the country, in, you know, insofar as the immigration was concerned. So that that came up as an issue at divorce because he promised the U.S. government he would support her for a minimum of 10 years. They've been married 5, and she is exiting the marriage, and so that was a legal question that arose. So,
right.
Other than that,
that support is really for only government-tested means, though. It's a very, very low level. I mean, if you go on food stamps or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, it's a question that is of new precedent in Nevada. There's no case law on it. California probably has some, so we don't know what it would do here yet. But okay, so John, tell us, how'd you get into this business? It's an interesting business. How'd you get into loveme.com?
Well, you know, there's actually 3 of us that started this. And, you know, we were all single about 15 years ago or so. And we were looking at the newspapers, the personal ads, and women seeking men seeking women, everybody seeking everybody, but no one had really any idea what anybody looked like, you know. And you would see these wonderful descriptions of, you know, the women and the men in the ads, and then you go on a date and it's Godzilla. And we thought, you know, it'd be really neat if you could actually have photos of the people. So we started working on that. We're going to do a domestic deal on kind of the precursor to the internet.
I was going to say this was like way before Match.com and all that.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah, it was way before all that, and we were going to be able to have it on and just in the Phoenix area, basically, that's where we're located, and just have people be able to look at the different profiles online. But it wasn't even the internet, really. It was kind of the precursor to the internet. Then we discovered the internet, and it was actually worldwide, and we thought, wow, we could actually go worldwide with this. And one of my partners had always thought about doing something like this. He had seen something like a few years and years ago, and so we sent Ken over to Russia and placed some ads, looking for, you know, Western men looking for serious marriage-minded Russian women. And we had quite a few Russian women that responded. So we came back, put them on the internet site, and waited for someone to actually place an order. It took a while.
So why Russia first? What made you guys choose Russia as your first location? Hot, because they're smoking?
Back then. I mean, the Cold War was just ending, and there was just so much intrigue about Russia and Soviets, and, you know, the women are just absolutely beautiful.
Education level
is amazing. Okay. And so we thought it would just really make sense. And so that's where we started.
So are the girls that are on your website, the Russian girls in particular, actually as hot? The pictures on your website of the girls, are those representative of what you can, you know, expect?
Oh,
over
absolutely.
In the country, because they're beautiful. Absolutely. I looked on the website, and it makes me feel like a nasty American.
Well, I'll tell you, they are beautiful. You know, they just have a little bit of a different mindset. I mean, just in the way they dress and the way that they look at life is just a little bit different than Western culture. And when you go over there, you just notice that. I think the lines are drawn much more between men and women. The roles that people expect each other are much more like they used to be maybe in this country in the 50s, where now a lot of the guys that call in tell us the roles are much more muddled. They really don't understand what women want so much anymore. Should I cry? Should I not cry? Should I do this? Should I do this? Can I compliment her on the way she dressed or can I not? Well, over there, there's really no doubt in your mind that you can compliment someone on the way she looks.
Or you can, just not your inferior at work. But your wife, I don't know one woman on this planet that doesn't want a compliment from their husband.
Well, the wife is one thing, and you're okay. right. But our clients aren't married yet.
They're dating. Okay.
So
fair enough.
That's the problem.
So does this mean you're married to a Russian woman, John?
Absolutely.
Is that true for your partners as well?
That's true, yeah. All of us met and married Russian women from St. Petersburg, Russia, where we first started.
Oh, okay.
Several years ago, and many of our employees as well.
So what other countries do you guys represent on your loveme.com website besides Russia?
Well, actually, quite a few. We started in Russia, then we expanded to the Ukraine. We have quite a few offices in the Ukraine now. And then we went to Colombia, and we have offices in three different cities in Colombia. Then Costa Rica, and then Peru, Philippines, China, so pretty much all over.
Wow.
And we have some women even from countries like France, Italy, and places like that, but the majority of them are from the countries that I just mentioned.
823-1920, if you guys want to call in and talk to John. What's the age range, John, of the ladies that you typically have in your system, shall we say, for lack of a better word?
Okay, well, they need to be at least 18. We have to be an adult to do this. So, yeah. So it'll range anywhere from 18, but not too many 18 or 19-year-olds, mainly about 20 to about, as high as 50. But the majority of them are going to be between about 20 to 40.
Okay. And what about the men that you typically have in your services? What are the age range of the men that seem to be frequent?
Again, minimum's 18. And, I mean, we've had men as old as 90 on our romance tours. We actually do group tours. We take groups of men over. And I was on a tour once with someone who was 89.
Wow.
He was hilarious. He was great. He had so much energy. I wish I had that energy when I'm 70.
Yeah, or
60 even.
50.
I mean, he just
was
amazing. He's out there dancing and doing great. But
did he meet a bride? Did he meet a bride? Did the 89-year-old meet a woman on the tour?
You know, he did meet someone, but I don't think he ever did get married. But he met someone, and she was about late 50s.
Good for him.
And they hit it off pretty well.
Nice.
But I don't know if they ever really did get married. I don't think so.
Fair enough. So what are the girls' motivations? Because I'm sure the skeptics listening are thinking they just want green cards. I mean, what is your experience? How long have you been doing this, first of all? Like the whole 10, 15 years?
15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you find the girls' motivations to be? Is it green cards or are there legitimate motivations for love?
It really is legitimate. They for the most part. I mean, when you deal with a large population of people, you're always going to have good, bad, and ugly. There's going to be a bell curve pretty much, like anything in life. But when we're talking about the majority of the men and women who use this service, I think their intentions are just to find that one person they really want to spend the rest of their life with happily, and they're having difficulties doing that where they are. And, you know, in this age that we live in, with the internet and cheap phone calls and video and all kinds of stuff that we have, there's really no reason just to, you know, lock yourself into one geographic destination. You can search the world over now very easily, and these women are understanding that now. I mean, I had a Russian woman in my office yesterday who just has been in Phoenix for about a year and a half. She came in just to talk to us. And, you know, I asked her about, well, why didn't you just meet someone in Russia? She goes, oh, the men there are just, you know, they're not serious. Their alcoholism problem is terrible. If they do marry you, the culture is that they want to always have mistresses, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, Western men are really, believe it or not, sought after worldwide.
I know that always makes me laugh as an American woman. Like, really? Because I have a couple ex-husbands you Russians could have.
Well, my only advice to you would go to Russia or go to Brazil or some of these countries and start seeing what the men are really like there. You might be surprised.
Maybe that would help. I can't compete with the Brazilian butt lift, though, so I'm gonna stay out of Brazil. I've seen what the booty looks like there. It's too intimidating for me, John.
Yeah, pretty amazing. But you know, another thing, too, I'll tell you, is that there are so many more women than there are men there, too, that, you know, the odds of the woman really finding that right guy who's really going to be a good guy for a family are a lot more difficult for them there. So why not search somewhere else. And, you know, and the Russian men, you can have beautiful, absolutely beautiful women walking down the street, and the Russian men don't even turn their head. When the American men are over there, I mean, their tongues
are
on the
ground. Like drooling, yeah. They're spoiled, apparently.
They are. They really
God,
are.
God, if they only, and that's why they collect them like shoes, you know, they need 10 chicks.
Yeah.
The numbers. Yeah. So do they all want to move to America, these girls, or do sometimes the guys move to their country?
You know, that's a good question. And yes, actually, we have quite a few guys that will move to their country, and not just Russia, but Colombia. For some reason, a lot of guys are moving to Colombia, Costa Rica. I see that a lot, and in Russia to a point. But, you know, the man still has to be able to provide. He still has to be able to make a living. And if his job or his career allows him to work from anywhere, maybe he's doing something on the internet where he can work anywhere, then that's fine. He can do that. It's not that they just want to get that almighty green card and come over here and then just leave. It's really not about that. We have women that could have been married 10 times over if they wanted to just to do that, but they're really looking for the right relationship.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And we have to take a break in a moment, John, but when we come back, I want to talk about what the guys' motivations are, why they're seeking foreign women. And we also have a caller who's going to hold, and we'll have her ask you a question as soon as we get back. So stick by, people, and we'll be back after we hear a word from the sponsors.
There's no one like Michael Savage, and he's live weekdays at 3 on Fox News Radio 1270.
Have you ever seen a square foot? Well, we've got 8,800 of them, and they're all fun. We're Junkie, 8,800 square feet of pure fun, because it's fun to save money, and it's fun to shop at Junkie. Got a theme party coming up? We can help you pull it all together. We've got the right look for your roaring 20s theme party. Been invited to a disco party? Need to look like Madonna or Cyndi Lauper? No problem. Our 80s gear is totally rad. Junkie has clothes for every kind of theme party. And Junkie can save you money on clothes for work, clothes for play, and clothes that are priced so low, they just satisfy your urge to shop. You don't have to spend a lot to have a lot of fun. Some of our square feet are devoted to affordable retro furniture and vintage style home decor. You can decorate your home in a unique way at Junkie's Antique Mall. We also have tons of one-of-a-kind jewelry. So for affordable parties, clothes, accessories, retro furniture, and antiques, Junkie's the fun place to shop. Now we'll get serious and tell you where we're located. We're in the big brick building between Vassar and California on Virginia Street. Junkie is obviously the fun place to shop.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we serve our full food menu until 10 at night. And hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox 1270.
The way I always do. How was I to know? She was with the Russians too. Send lawyers, guns, and money.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and we just gave a little shout out to the Russians. That's for you, John, baby.
Great, great rejoinder music. I love that.
So, okay, I was going to say, after we came back, what is the motivation of the men out there? I mean, why go foreign instead of American? What do they tell you they're looking for?
Okay, you know, it's not that they're saying all American women are just terrible. What they're really saying is that they're just having a hard time finding that one special person that really wants to settle down, have a family. And, you know, a lot of the women are opting not to marry, at least they're putting off marriage and doing more with careers and things like that. And a lot of these guys are, say in their mid-40s, they maybe had a divorce and never been married. Maybe they want to have a child, and some of the women in their own age bracket really can't do that, even if they wanted to. And that's another really important point, is that we have such an age stigma here. You know, if you have like a 15, 20-year age difference here, you know, you consider something's wrong with you, unless, of course, you're a movie star, then that's fine.
Well, or they just assume she's a gold digger automatically, even if
right.
He's working class.
Right. And so around the world, Russia, Colombia, other places, you know, the age stigma really is not that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, most of the women will tell you they want a man who's 10, 15, even 20 years older, because he's going to be much more loyal, much more secure, things like that. So that's one of the reasons, too. I mean, it's more of a practical reason. If someone wants a family and he's in his mid-40s, it may be a little more difficult if he's marrying someone, you know, his same age to be able to do that again.
Let's take a call from Hannah on line one. Hannah, thanks for patiently waiting. What's your question for John?
My question, John, is I'm in my mid-40s, and I have never been married, have no children. And I was curious, if I inquired about your services, is there a way that you could find me a man?
You want a you want a nasty foreign man?
Thank you, Marilyn.
You see, that's funny, because most women, when they talk about a foreign man, they think of that romantic Italiano man or that French man.
Without the back hair, please, John. Without the back hair.
Exactly.
But you know, we deal, you know, in Russia, Colombia. The men, I'm telling you, the men are a lot different over there. And look, I know some great guys over there, but the culture, the way they're brought up, the way they treat women, is really much different than it is here, and I just not sure that it would really work. We've always thought about that. It'd be great to go, you know, both ways like that, but I just don't see us filling a plane with 40 women to go over to Russia to meet the guys over there.
You'd get one guy is what would happen, Hannah. One man would take all 40 of you, because that's the Russian way. And if that's your thing, Hannah, then you're a dirty girl, and John might want to know you.
Yeah, you never know, yeah.
Well, thanks for your question, Hannah. It looks like it's a bad idea. Go American. Go American.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for calling. So, John, on the motive front, what motivates these women as far as different than America? Like, are they into looks like we are? Are they money motivated? Or are they more open to less than ideal looking men? Is that another consideration?
You know, from what I've seen, and look, I've been doing this for 15 years. I deal with lots of guys. I go over there a lot. Like I say, we do these big tours. We will have maybe, like this month, we have about 40 guys going to Odessa, Ukraine. We'll have about 300 women at these socials that we do. So everybody gets to meet everybody very quickly. You know, and the women, you know, are not going for those muscle-bound guys that are almost prettier than they are. It's funny because they make kind of jokes about it. They say, look, if the man is so worried about his body and he's trying to, you know, look prettier than me, then I think there's something wrong with that. I want someone who's clever, and if he's really doing all that, then he's probably compensating for something else. And
yeah,
I'd rather have a man who's, you know, going to be able to help support me and be clever and, you know, help lead, than someone who's always worried about how good he looks in the mirror.
They spend too much time in the gym, too. Let them know. You get a pretty boy like that, and you lose. You're like a gym widow. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we used to have these publications where we would put the pictures of the men and send them to the women. And we had this one guy who had his shirt off, and he was just buff. But he didn't need any letters. He would always, and I'd say, well, put your shirt back on.
Seriously, please put your shirt back on. That makes me want to puke. And sometimes they have amazing bodies. Usually, I hope, if you took your shirt off, it's worth seeing. But I still want to puke. Like, really, save it for later, man. And if they're super tan, like they fake and bake, then they're fags. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's gross. So what about money? I mean, are they looking for rich daddy? Is that what they're looking for? Or is that not a consideration?
Well, look, you know, I think everybody out there wants to improve their life. I think, you know, someone would be lying if they told you, well, I want the guy who's at the soup kitchen because
it's awesome.
I just love him.
Soup's my favorite.
I mean, who doesn't in America or anywhere want to meet someone that, you know, is going to be successful, is going to be responsible, is going to be able to provide security? That's what they're really looking for. Are they looking for Donald Trump? No, not necessarily.
Not with that hair. Not with that hair. It's not worth it, ladies.
But they do want someone who's going to be able to, you know, not be scrounging for the rent every month and things like that, obviously. Who wouldn't? And they have children. They want to make sure their children are going to be secure and help. And, look, they're willing to help, too. I mean, these women work a lot where they are now. If they come over here, they're willing to help. They're willing to work and to make the family strong financially and in other ways.
Okay, fair enough. 823-1920 is the call-in number if you guys want to talk to John. And we have a John to talk to John. So, John, on line one, what's your question?
Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to you, John.
Well, I tell people I'm divorced, so they don't think there's something wrong with me.
That's a good motive. I like it. But don't tell them three times. That's not good for getting ladies.
John, how is remuneration negotiated? Do you sell them by the pound, or how does that work?
I hope not.
I'm not sure I'm getting the question.
What's the cost, John? What's the cost of the services?
Well, you know, that brings up a point, too, because we're talking about just quote-unquote mail-order brides. You know, we do these webcasts, and one of our webcasts was just about that issue. What is a mail-order bride? And, you know, there really is no such thing as mail-order bride. That term goes way back almost to the Chinese when they used to come over with the railroad and all that stuff. And yes, people did come over back then, and you married them right on the spot almost. But now, obviously, that's just not happening. You know, she's not going to come over, you know, send her back COD and, you know, if you don't like her. It's more of an international introduction service. And, you know, the prices, really, I mean, if you go online, it's like any other, like, Match or something like that. I mean, you can send letters back and forth for, like, you know, virtually nothing, pennies, $7, or, you know, for $95, you can write to over 100 different women. You just go back and forth. And then if you decide to go over and meet these women, you know, the romance tours that we do are about, you know, to the Ukraine, they're about $4,000, but, I mean, that includes round-trip airfare from New York, that includes 11 nights in great hotels over there, includes all the transportation, meeting 500 to 2,000 of these women at the beautiful socials that we do with champagne and food and everything. I mean, it includes all that. And it's cheaper than a regular Ukrainian vacation, yet you're meeting all these beautiful women. So it's a no-brainer for anybody who just wants a great vacation, meet a lot of wonderful people, get some great experiences, and maybe just fall in love and change your life forever.
So if you do the service, like the $95, and you write letters, if you choose to meet one particular woman and make your own arrangements, that's your deal, right?
That's your deal, and you can do it. There's a limo driver here in Phoenix. He wrote one letter for $7. She wrote back. They started writing back and forth outside of our system, just, you know, back and forth. And then he got on a plane, went over, met her. They got married, and they live here now. He spent $7 with us.
From this market area?
What's your question, John?
Do you have a lot of clients from this market area?
Like he's in Phoenix, so where do your clients predominantly come from, John?
They come from all over the country and all over the world, really. As a matter of fact, we have what we call an executive plan, where it's a much more in-depth, where we actually do a lot of the matchmaking for you. And we had a client from Denmark who just flew myself and the personal consultant, Tanya, to Denmark just because he wanted us to see what his city was like so that we could market it properly for him to the women. And so we were there for 3 or 4 days. And so at Denmark, we have a client in Australia that's doing the same thing. But we have clients from all over the world. Majority are coming from the U.S., but, you know, quite a few. Australia, Canada, Germany, Italy, I mean, all over.
Huh. Okay, thank you. That's interesting. She'll listen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. That is interesting. So you have private tours, it sounds like, or private hand-holding rich people sessions, we'll call them. What is...
Well, you're good. I like you. It's called the executive service, and really what that is it's a much more private, focused service where you have a personal consultant who's actually screens everything for you and writes letters with you and consults throughout the whole process. And then we identify the top, like, 7 to 10 candidates. And then we do a lot of foundation building with phone calls and letters back and forth. And then we send you over there to meet these 7 to 10 women. You stay for, like, 2 weeks. You're meeting each woman for, like, 2 days each.
Okay.
And you're spending that time with them. And so a lot of work goes into that. And, you know, that's not for everybody. I mean, the cost for this is about $11,500 plus costs, you know. So it's not for everybody, but it is a very very interesting way to go and very intense.
I can't believe you guys haven't gotten your own reality TV show yet. I swear. Like, this sounds like The Bachelor, but way more interesting than those douchey American girls that just get the fake boobies.
We've been
boobies.
Working on that. We do have a movie out there.
That's the Foreign
Affair. Brothers and a Bride.
Oh, what is it called?
It was called The Foreign Affair when it came out to the theaters, and they changed it to Two Brothers and a Bride because they were afraid that the American people wouldn't watch a movie with the word foreign in it because they would think of subtitles.
We're such racist lunatics.
So they changed it to Two Brothers and a Bride with David Arquette and Tim Blake Nelson and Emily Mortimer. It's a great movie. And then we thought, okay, well, now the movie's out. Now they'll probably do a reality show. We've had quite a few people with interest, but, you know, the networks are still a little afraid of it, I think, because of the subject matter.
It's awesome. Taboo. Maybe they're just afraid they'd have to have a translator. Speaking of translators, do you have translators? Because I assume a lot of these women don't just walk out speaking English.
You'd be surprised that quite a few of them do, depending on where you go. You know, unfortunately, here in the United States, we don't speak foreign languages very well, but other countries do. But yes, if they don't, we do have translators, always have translators. And so,
what about in the bedroom if they get together? Do you have, like, the translator standing by for X-rated translation?
You know, that's funny you ask, because I was with my wife on some of our tours, and 3 a.m, I get a knock on the door, and the guy's like, Pop, I need a translator. We don't understand what you're trying to say. And it's like,
I think
okay,
she
must
have sex with
there.
Me, but I don't want to rape her. Please translate.
No, it was more about protection.
Oh, how do you say condom in Russian? That is awesome.
Well, you get that every once in a while. You know, and that brings up a good point. Some people think these are just sex tours. Like, oh, it's just a sex tour.
So what? If it is, good for them.
Well, you know, look, you're dealing with adults, and you're dealing with marriage, and you're dealing with, does sex happen? Well, yeah. But
we
is this one of those sex tours where you're going to go over there and just expect to get laid every night?
It's not a big orgy.
No, and if that doesn't happen, and actually, if you go over with that mindset, you usually get shut down. MTV did a special about us, and they followed this guy around, and he ended up, you know, lip-locking with a lot of different girls at the socials, in front of everybody. And then he couldn't get a date because all the girls figured he was just a player, and they want someone who's serious.
Don't want a Russian man who does that. Hello, don't act Russian when you're in Russia.
Exactly.
All right, that's pretty funny. So I predict you get your own reality show, because that's a show I would actually watch. I would be very amused, and I don't watch The Stupid Bachelor. Come on. What is the screening process? When we get back from the break, we're going to go through what sort of screening John does with his ladies that join the group, so you guys know what sort of background checks and that sort of thing you're going to get into. And we'll see about that in a few minutes when we hear from our sponsors. Just a moment, John.
Okay.
There's a lot going on right here in Nevada. Rather than just hear about it, talk about it. 6 to 10 weekdays, Fox 1270 in the morning.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Have you ever seen a square foot? Well, we've got 8,800 of them, and they're all fun. We're Junkie, 8,800 square feet of pure fun, because it's fun to save money, and it's fun to shop at Junkie. Got a theme party coming up? We can help you pull it all together. We've got the right look for your roaring 20s theme party. Been invited to a disco party? Need to look like Madonna or Cyndi Lauper? No problem. Our 80s gear is totally rad. Junkie has clothes for every kind of theme party. And Junkie can save you money on clothes for work, clothes for play, and clothes that are priced so low they just satisfy your urge to shop. You don't have to spend a lot to have a lot of fun. Some of our square feet are devoted to affordable retro furniture and vintage style home decor. You can decorate your home in a unique way at Junkie's Antique Mall. We also have tons of one-of-a-kind jewelry. So for affordable parties, clothes, accessories, retro furniture, and antiques, Junkie's the fun place to shop. Now we'll get serious and tell you where we're located. We're in the big brick building between Vassar and California on Virginia Street. Junkie is obviously the fun place to shop.
Golden, Colorado. Now there's a name that just fits. After all, in the late 1800s, miners were lured here by the thousands seeking gold. That is, all but one lone prospector. His name was Adolph Coors, and he staked his claim to a different kind of treasure, Rocky Mountain water. We've been brewing Banquet the Coors way since 1873, with only Rocky Mountain water. And the best high country barley for that smooth, full-flavored taste. Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
Don't miss the 9th Annual Great International Chicken Wing Society Cook-Off this July 4th weekend in downtown Reno. You'll enjoy fantastic chicken wings, live music, craft booths, and more. Presented by Silver Legacy and sponsored by the El Dorado.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
American woman, steal it from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door. I don't wanna see your face no more. I got more important.
We're back. This is Marilyn York. I know, I'm never going to be able to listen to that song again without thinking of Mail Order Bride Goodness.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't resist.
It's perfect, I know. So we were going to discuss with John the screening process to become one of the ladies of loveme.com. What do you guys do to check these chicks out?
Well, you just have to be beautiful. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it looks like it on your website, but...
you know... Look, they got to be at least 18, and then we look at a lot of different things.
How do you make sure they're 18? Let's start there, because I'm thinking we could get some 14-year-olds sneaking in.
Yeah, we've had them try, but we get their passport.
Oh, okay.
And you get a copy of the passport, a copy of their ID, so we have that on file.
Okay, good.
So we know that, you know, how old they are, and that's important. That's the most important thing. And then we're looking at different things. I mean, we're looking at English-speaking capability, education, obviously the physical aspects, age.
Do you stick them against the wall, John, to see if their boobs touch before their stomachs? Because that's a 1950s secretary test that I want to start implementing, just for humor. I tested myself, and I'm going to not lie, it's about a break even. But not because my stomach's fat, it's a lacking chest.
Well, you know, look, the guys are going to have to travel halfway around the world to meet the women. And, you know, men are pretty shallow when it comes, at least at the
beginning. I know.
They want something that's going to be physically attracting, someone who's going to be physically attracting
totally
to
fair.
Them. And, you know, it's got to be a mutual relationship, obviously. But for them to travel halfway around the world, you know, we're not going to be putting up, you know, 60, 70-year-old babushkas. It's just not going to work. No one's going to go travel to see her. So, you know, we don't charge the women to be on the site, but we do reserve the right to put up the ones that we feel are going to have a chance to actually get letters and correspondence and actually meet and have success.
Top tier babes.
I'm not the one that does this, by the way, because I'm way too soft hearted. I put everybody on the site, you know. But
who cares
if
she has a beard? She's so nice. That's John, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, oh, I'll put her on. I mean, because, you know, I want everybody to be successful. I want everybody to find that special match. But, you know, realistically, we just know that it's just not going to work that way. So we have someone really mean who sits there and he's like, oh, yes, no. I mean,
he used to be a bouncer in Los Angeles at the top clubs. Ugly, get away. I tried to get in those clubs. It was, yeah, that's why I'm on the radio, John.
But we also, on the other flip side of it, with the men, we have them fill out a affidavit online stating their criminal background, if any.
Okay, good.
Stating their marital background, if any. Stating the states they lived in, things like that. And then we translate that into the women's language, and we give them that information so that they at least have an idea that, hey, this guy's Charles Manson, so if you really want to marry him, you know, he's
your guy.
Yeah.
What about man boobs? I mean, do they have to do a photo of their man boobs for these poor Russian women? Come on. I don't want them to get these paunch belly man boob boys. They deserve a little hottie.
Well, you know, we get guys in their early 20s that'll go. We have a guy who's 22 years old going into Odessa next month with us. So
he's not,
we get guys from all over, too.
He's not the 900-pound teenager, though, is he? I mean,
No.
Okay.
Really, most of these guys really can and do get dates here. They really do. But these are guys that think a little bit outside the box. And I'll tell you, it's so fun to be around these kind of guys because they're, you know, a little bit more inventive. To go on something like this, you got to be thinking a little bit differently than everybody else, which is kind of neat. So you're out with in a group of 40 guys, and it's hilarious. I mean, it's almost like being in a college fraternity again.
I might have to come.
Through the books. Oh, you should come. You would have a blast. I think my sister on one of these tours, she's just a little bit older than me. She's on the group with us in Russia, and the guys are all hitting on her. I'm like, yeah, she's an American
Focus,
woman.
You yeah.
come here to hit on an American woman.
Yeah, though. I've been married too much. I should deter them, but I want to go for observation purposes, for anthropological.
It's so fun to be in those rooms and listen. These guys are, some of these guys are just hilarious. And you get these little cliques together or groups, and they make so much fun of some of the stuff. They just laugh at themselves, and they're having a blast, and
that
it's really fun.
So, George.
Sometimes you get a little competitive. I mean, a guy will be interested in the same women. They'll steal the profile from the book so no one can date her and stuff like that, you know. But usually it's very cooperative. Usually everybody's helping everybody.
Bros before hoes. Come on, guys. Bros before hoes. Let's talk to George on line one. George, what would you like to ask John?
I'd like to talk about after the honeymoon, in any kind of a marriage, things seem to go to hell sometimes. And if you've married somebody out of the country you haven't known very well, isn't this more of a risk for that type of a marriage?
You know, there's pros and cons to that, George. I'll tell you, I've been married now for over 11 years to my wonderful Russian bride. And at the very beginning, what saved me really was the cultural differences and really the language differences. Because really, English was okay, but I could say things, and they come out of my mouth, and I know it's stupid. But then I say, oh, no, I didn't mean that. You misunderstood, and I can get away with that a lot
That's
easier
kind of
because
genius, John.
Of the English thing. sometimes that cultural difference is a plus. It really is. Plus, you know, like the mother-in-law is 8,000 miles away. That's always nice. So you don't have some of those problems. Look, any marriage is going to have its ups and downs. It's really how dedicated you're going to be to the marriage, the communication, all that stuff. But I can't imagine my life without my wife and our two children. It's been fantastic.
Well, what about the divorce rate? George's question leads me to think, like other countries, Russia, for example, because we seem to be focusing on that, do they divorce as often as Americans?
Actually, they do. And it's unfortunate. You know, a lot of that has to do, I think, with the economy and all kinds of different other cultural aspects that go on there. They tend to marry very young and then end up getting divorced. My wife, unfortunately, was divorced when I met her. Fortunately, yeah, true. But the divorce rate among this population compared to the general population is much less, actually. And you know, that was a study done by the Justice Department, actually, to see about the abuse rate and the divorce rate. And in both instances, it was much less than the general population that they found. And I've seen that, too, just from my observations of it. It just seems, because the divorce rate in Arizona, at least, is about 50% or so.
Yeah,
in Scottsdale, it's even higher than that.
That's because there's more money there. But
yeah. So you know, I think that I think a part of that, too, is because both the men and the women are really looking for that right person, not just meeting, you know, Joe at the corner bar and saying, oh, let's get hitched. I mean, they're going halfway around the world to try to find that right person. So they're really a lot of effort and work into it.
So.
Well, what about the, I read an article, and please don't quote it because it's on a website called whitecivilrights.com. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a Nazi. What am I doing on this website? But I was Googling the concept of Russian mafia trying to like sneak their babes over here or their prostitutes or their drug ladies by doing the mail order bride thing. Is that something you've ever seen?
No, you know, that is the most ridiculous notion as well, because if you understand how the process works, it would be the most ineffective, inefficient way to do that in the world. Because in order to do a fiancé visa to bring a woman over here, it's like an 8-month process just to get one woman over here. And then you have to go through a bunch of stuff when she's here, and then you have a two-year period where then you have to go in and make sure that it's not a sham marriage and you have other interviews. So it would just be so slow and so ineffective that any good businessman would never do it that way, and they don't. They would. I've been in this business 15 years, and I've never seen one instance of that. And you hear these stories about, there's human trafficking and this and this. I said, okay, well, if that's happening, show me one arrest out of one marriage agency in the last 100 years, or even one indictment that didn't go through, and no one could ever do that. I said, well, gee, if this is such a big problem, why hasn't there been one arrest? And there hasn't been.
Well, it always reminds me of, they're illegal. I mean, let's be honest, they're doing things like prostitution and drugs and that sort of thing in mafia. Why wouldn't they just come over illegally? They don't need to legally enter.
Illegally.
That's what I mean. Why would they bother entering the country legally? Like, this is the first time they're worried about legality.
Yeah, and it's such a long, drawn-out process. It's just, from an economic standpoint, it just doesn't make sense. And then, you're right, they would just bring them over illegally. So, no, that's just ignorant people that are afraid of change. I mean, you'd be amazed at some of the things my Russian wife gets from some American women here. It's just people are afraid. We had one guy was yelling there because she was a foreigner. Ah, foreigners are coming here and taking all the property and doing this. And
they're taking all the American men.
Yeah, it's like, come on, people. I don't know what to say to that, but no, that's just ridiculous.
What about the boys that like the submissive types? Are they going Asian? I mean, what's the genre for the, I want my woman to stay home, wash my dishes, and maybe, you know, get down on her knees occasionally when I want a little satiation?
Well, they're certainly not going to Russia.
See, exactly. What country should I send these gentlemen to?
You know, even that, I
don't play dumb with me, Asia? John. I know you know the answer.
No, because I know you're going to say, oh, well, yeah.
Indonesia.
Yeah, but again, I've been to the Philippines, and the women there are absolutely wonderful. The culture is different there, but those women really aren't submissive. I mean, they aren't just going to come over and do whatever anybody wants. So there's a Filipino woman that's married to a man here, and, you know, I've met with them, I've talked with them, and she's wonderful. She's vibrant. She's doing all kinds of different things. Yes, the culture is different, but it doesn't mean that she's just going to be come over and locked up in the dungeon somewhere and be a sex slave. You know, you hear about that all the time. Oh, yes, the women are just going to come over, and they're going to turn into somebody's sex slave and stuff like that. Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the woman wanting more sex than the man.
That's what I like to hear. Well, we have a commercial break, and we're going to talk about the woman wanting more sex than the man when we come back, because that's good stuff. I don't want to cut you off there. So the callers are going to have to wait a second. In the meantime, today is the day to go to Junkie, you guys, 960 South Virginia Street. And if you didn't marry a Russian woman and you screwed up and you married an American woman, you can at least go there and get up some props and dress her up and play a little Russian bride for the night. We'll talk to John in just a sec after the break.
Up late? Phil Hendry will keep you laughing overnight, 1 to 4 a.m. on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse, throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Fox 1270.
All right, I'm back on, and we are talking to John about loveme.com, which is sort of a mail order or foreign introduction website. So, John, we were just talking about women wanting more sex than men, our favorite topic. If you guys want to talk about sex, 823-1920. John and I'll do it. So culturally, are these sort of different cultures, they still, I guess, shall we say, emphasize the importance of sex in a relationship? These men aren't going to get over there, get like a Thai bride, and then never get laid again. I mean,
Well, you know, I think our culture, coming from the Puritans, kind of, you know, has all the guilt associated with sex and all that, where if you go to Thailand or some of these other countries, you know, I think the women actually enjoy sex, and they're not as inhibited as they are here. I mean, in Europe, it's much different. We were just in Denmark,
especially
like I said,
Spain.
And we stopped in Amsterdam on the way back. I mean, much different outlook on sex than it is here in the States.
Except the Catholic countries, like the Latin countries, because I assume they get Catholic guilt like we do. So
you're right with the religion. But again, if you go Ukraine, Russia, China, it's just a totally different mindset.
All right. Good to know. So if a guy wants a more traditional woman, I know I put it in jerk terms because that's me, but like a more traditional woman, stay-at-home wife, kind of 50s housewifey, what countries are more conservative than, say, Russia, where they're wild women?
Well, no. See, I wouldn't say they're wilder women in Russia. You know, when the guys go over there, they feel like they've gone back in time somewhat, because when they look at the way the women, just the way the women act, the way they walk, talk, all dress, all that, it's just so much different. It's much more traditional, it really is, okay, than what we have here. Now, I mean, of course, if you go to Philippines, it's going to be, again, more traditional as well.
Okay.
Thailand. But, you know, Asia is a different culture, too, with different mindsets and different beliefs. So, you know, it just really depends on where you go. But, again, the men here keep telling me that the roles are just so muddled and confused for them that they just really don't understand what American women really want. And if you look at the studies, American women are opting out of marriage more and more, and opting in for careers and things like that, which is just fine. But, you know, a lot of men still want to have, you know, a family. And it doesn't mean that the woman has to stay at home just with the pots and pans all day. You know, a lot of guys are more than willing to have the women work as well. But a lot of the women in America now really would just rather choose the career over the marriage. Quite
a few. Who knew there were all these men out there that are like, I just want to get married, and these women
won't
commit.
Oh, there's a ton of them.
I'm telling you,
I talk to them every day. I get guys crying that they can't find a guy.
Mine are because they lost them.
Ah, okay, yeah.
We like to announce them, too, and go, we've got a crier, we've got a crier. But usually after they leave, not usually while they're in the sobs. I always go to the bathroom because I just can't watch another man cry. It's just, it's bad for the libido, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So you guys have
research. Okay.
You have a little interracial dating issues kind of thing on your website. Are there issues that you see with, let's say, Russian women dating black men or dark-skinned men?
Oh, it's hilarious. It is so funny because in Russia, they haven't gone through the same kind of racial problems with black people or African Americans or whatever that we have here.
Uh-huh.
And so when you have a black guy over there and he's dating, say, or going to the social, and there's the Russian women there, the Russian women will use words, you'll use terminology that are absolutely offensive to hear, and they have no idea. They're just totally naive, and they'll say, oh, you know, John, I meant to meet this, and you know, use a word. It's like, you can't say that. They're like, why not? I said, because you just can't. They have no idea.
Well, especially
actually,
the language barrier.
Understand. What's that?
Especially with the language barrier, they probably don't understand the native.
Yeah, it's so funny. And the guys, to every one of them, have been just really understanding. They laugh, and they understand that there's no malice intended at all. It's just ignorance, which is kind of refreshing in a way, because they have no idea. But the guys do really well. It's almost an advantage, because, you know, there's not a lot of African American guys running around Russia, and so when one comes, it's a little bit different, and the women are interested, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
It's not all the women are. Some women would rather not delve outside the racial barrier, but the majority of them have no problem.
What about wild women? If someone wants a woman that's like willing to do a swinging lifestyle, let's say extra sex partners, what country would you send them to for this experience?
Oh, again, probably someplace like Russia or Ukraine.
See,
or
I
China.
Knew it. I can't compete with those chicks. They're hot, and they'll be like, sure, threesomes, no problem. Forget it.
Well, like I said, they're not as inhibited as a lot of the women here with all the religion and the Puritan background that we have. I mean, although we still probably do it, we just don't talk about it as much, right?
Yeah, I do. I talk about it all the time, John, but I'm a little crazy.
It's like those people that pass all the laws against it and then go home and do exactly what they just passed the laws against.
Oh, totally. Or the priests that are doing the choir boys.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I just had a client who's a minister who was just telling me that the best and most sex he ever got was in Bible college. He said it was way better than a whorehouse. I'm like, holy cow. I had no idea Bible college was so slamming.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was pretty funny.
But, you know, over there, they don't hide it. I mean, you know, if you walk down the streets, I'm sure you've been there. I mean, they have pictures of newspapers of totally naked people. No one
especially
freaks out
Spain.
Over it.
Like, oh, Spain was like, hello, porn on the kiddie TV in the stores. I'm like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So what's your favorite love story from your career, John? What's your best story or stories?
Well, my favorite love story is mine, of course.
Oh,
I mean, you know, when I met my wife in Russia, it was absolutely the most romantic thing you'd ever imagine. I went to to her table at the social, and I thought she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, and I didn't think I had a shot. But I'm pouring champagne. I got a bottle in my hand, so I walk up there, and the first thing she says to me is, I had a bad day in real estate. I'm just here with my friends to drink champagne. I'm like, fine, here, have some champagne. And I kept coming back with a lot of champagne. And by the end of the night, it worked because, you know, we got to talk for hours and hours after that. And you know, I'll never forget that. I mean, the next date, we had this very romantic date, and it was like Casablanca. I mean, I was absolutely in love. It took, I think, more of a time to convince her that she was in love. But you know, it was a wonderful thing.
It apparently worked 11 years later. Do you guys have children together too?
Yeah. We have two children, and they're wonderful kids, and it's really neat.
Well, congrats, and thank you so much for coming on the show. You were amazing, John. This was a great topic.
Join Facebook if you want to check
out future shows or listen to old shows on the MarylandYorkShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.